It's Coast 93.1, Blake and Eva show, 641. Man, you know, it's a bummer. You're about to go to your election night party, and the polls are looking really tight, and there's a chance you could unseat the incumbent, and then your truck breaks down.
Oh.
Who did it happen to? Jared Golden, up in the 2nd District. Now they have to go to ranked choice. Neither of them got 50% of the vote, so it's going to take like a week to figure out who won. It's like only it's like 600 or 700 or 800 votes apart. It's really tight, right? So, but this poor guy, you know, he's like on the way to his thing and his truck breaks down. I have not been able to find the story since I just read the headline and, like, you know, the first couple lines, and I haven't been able to find it again. But I don't know if it was.
What are the odds that it happens on that night?
Oh, I know. Well, that's, what do they call that? Murphy's Law, right? Mm-hmm. What can go wrong will go wrong. Truck breaks down on the way. Because remember, he was at the gym.
Right. Blowing off steam.
Yeah. So I think that his, you know, he voted, but then going from the where he voted, where he was registered, to where the election night party was going to be was, you know, quite a distance. I want to say he voted in Bangor and then he was going to Lewiston. It was something like that.
And then he breaks down.
And then he breaks down. Imagine that. It's on election day.
Right.
It's like the biggest night of his life.
Right.
You know?
And they're like, sir, we have a 2-hour wait for AAA. I'm Jared Golden, and I need to go. Does
right.
he, like, move up in the queue?
Well, then you hope the AAA guy voted for you, because otherwise,
yeah.
you know.
He might leave you standing there for a while.
You know? Let me ask this question. You broke down when, like, the worst moment you had car trouble? 792-6278. The worst moment you had car trouble. I was... this isn't that bad, but the one that comes to mind immediately is I had to go in for a final exam, and my car broke down on Charles Street in Boston. If you know Charles Street, it's like any other road in Boston where it's windy and there's a ton of cars, and my transmission blew.
Wow.
It just, all of a sudden, I was at a light, and my car, and when I hit the gas, it would go zee like a fishing line. And I was like, I don't think that's supposed to happen. You know, me, Mr. Mechanic right. over here. I'm like, well, that sounds wrong. So I pull over right in front of the Boston Common parking garage exit. And sure enough, a cop comes over and is like, you know, what are you doing? I was like, my thing blew. So I emailed or called my professor. And I was like, listen, my car broke down. I have to stay with it. Because I had to go to I worked at a radio station, too, when
right.
I was in college. And I had to go to a radio shift after. And I called him, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll make it up. You know, I swear to God, I'm out on the comp. You know, and luckily, he and I got along really well, so he believed me.
Well, right.
you know?
You were Mr. Honest.
Yeah. yeah. Mike Brown, Professor Mike Brown. I bet he's still at Emerson. He's awesome. Hey, Coast, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, you broke down when?
Man, I won $1,000 on a $2 scratch ticket one time, and I
what?
Had to go to Augusta to cash it in.
Yep.
And I made it to the lottery office about 1 minute before they closed. They let me in to cash it, and then my car broke down in Augusta, and I'm from Rockland. So I just spent about $500 of the $1,000 at AutoZone with my car.
Well, you know, it's much better that you had the extra money.
Correct.
Because
it probably would have happened at some point.
Yeah.
I had to stay the night. I parked the car at McDonald's in Augusta. And luckily enough, AutoZone was about a block up. So I was walking back and forth from McDonald's and AutoZone for about 3-4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it worked.
And
out, so
meanwhile,
I went home with a good $400 or $500.
That's good. Well, meanwhile, the people at AutoZone are going, yeah, this weirdo who keeps walking back and forth from McDonald's has a lot of cash.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of business he's running.
Believe it or not, they actually closed at 8 o'clock, and one of the cashiers at AutoZone came down to check on me in the dark.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
No, it worked out really good.
Shout out to the Augusta AutoZone.
Right.
There we go.